What we've defined so far, we've defined that I cannot inflict direct damage. I'm not allowed to harm a person, Jew, non-Jew. And we've defined that there's a special mitzvah that, so to speak, those that are within the club, those that are Jewish, the Torah says you have to take extra precautions not to say something that can ultimately lead to doing them harm. And I think that's the way we would say, basically, our obligation is that someone who's in the gear process, he hasn't yet finished his gear, so we cannot go and just do them harm. That's prohibited, just like we can't do that to anyone else. On the other hand, we're not as limited as we would be to a Jew. We don't have that special mitzvah of being extra careful with what we say that might ultimately cause them harm, that we don't have that obligation. At the same time, we have to keep in mind that we don't want to hurt someone. And part of it is every person should be a good person to everyone. Like the Pasuk says, a righteous person doesn't collect interest even from a non-Jew. Even though technically you could. This is insofar as we should try to be a good person. But the biblical obligation of going beyond the call of duty and being extra, extra careful that whatever we say shouldn't have any potential of hurting anyone, so even in the long run, again, where ordinarily we would say you don't have to be that careful about not harming someone, that extra care is something which the Torah says Jews owe one another. And this person is not yet Jewish. Once we're discussing this, so there is one more point which I would add, and that is that there is an aspect of responsibility over here. If people see someone in the gear process here, and they know that this guy, when no one knows, he's not keeping Shabbat, and when no one knows, he's doing all kinds of other things that are improper, or they know that really he's only in it for the money, or really he's not planning on keeping anything, and everything's off, so then they're not doing anyone a favor, not him nor the system, by keeping quiet about it. And that doesn't enter the realm of Lashon Hara. It's in his best interest and our best interest that we're all up front. We work our system based on trust. We don't go looking behind people's backs what they're doing. We're very straight with everyone. And at the same time, if someone's taking advantage of that trust, then I think the correct thing would be to call spade a spade.
Can you ask someone in the gear program to go for you on Shabbos?
Depends on what you need.
It's a little dark in here, you know?
No, so then we try to get them to practice keeping Shabbat. But if it's just a question of convenience, then not. That's their issue.
So should they do it in a way that helps me?
No, definitely not.
Can I ask just a quick question?
I could tell you even more than that. When I once had a situation where I had a hot water urn at home, and suddenly the hot water urn started dripping. Now, when all the water drips out of the hot water urn, so then there's a danger of an electric fire. So I knew I had about 3-4 hours to get that hot water urn off. If I wouldn't find someone else to do it for me, I would do it in a way that's a shino, in a way that's unusual, because you don't want a danger. But I knew I had time.
Like with your foot?
With my foot, with my mouth, I'd bite and take out the plug. I'd do it in an unusual way. So I knew I had 3 or 4 hours to get the plug out. I ran to look for a non-Jew who was not in the gear program, because every time you ask someone in the gear program to do something not Jewish for you, you're hurting them. Like that guy who I said to, you can eat pork. As far as they're concerned, most of them would much rather be Jewish already. So to come and blatantly say, well, why don't you just turn on the light for me? You know, it's awful dark here. Wouldn't it be nice to have more light? I'm telling you a situation where my alternative was that I would have to do Chil Shabbos, and I wasn't going to do that, but at the same time I was running around to look for another non-Jew, and I found someone. I found a guard who was not Jewish, and I verified that he wasn't Jewish, and he did it for me, rather than ask one of the guys here. And it was late at night, Friday night, and I meant running around at the expense of getting a normal night's sleep. But I preferred doing that than asking one of the guys here who learned by me. They were all guys who I knew. They were friends of mine. They would have loved to do me the favor. So that's also an important point with regards to the Lashon Hara. A person is supposed to try and care for other people's feelings, even if I'm not obligated to.
Give me the examples that you